From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at the airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leaving five people dead, numerous others injured and wounded. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones, and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family, anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and the Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had mental health issues. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The subject is being interviewed by a team of FBI agents and Broward Sheriff's Office homicide detectives. There's been incredible cohesiveness and cooperation between the Broward Sheriff's Office, the FBI, FDLE, and all the local law enforcement entities.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters they are following numerous investigative leads. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing Friday from top intelligence officials. Mr. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive and said he respects the work of the intelligence agencies. This is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Congress have officially verified Donald Trump's election as the 45th U.S. president. Vice President Joe Biden made the formal announcement, declaring Mr. Trump the winner after the count was complete.
This announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for a term beginning on the 20th day of January 2017. And shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the Journal of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
The final electoral count was 304 votes for Mr. Trump, 227 for Democrat Hillary Clinton. Seven electors registered protest votes for other candidates. Polling ahead of France's presidential elections, far-right leader Marine Le Pen has sketched out a series of policy priorities. We get that story now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
In a far-reaching interview with Anglophone reporters that touched on radical Islam, the European Union, and the Middle East, far-right leader Marine Le Pen says what's best for France and for the French people will shape her policies if she's elected president. That includes closer ties with Francophone Africa.
Coopération internationale.
Le Pen says she wants to invest in Africa's development, not just for humanitarian reasons, but to stem potentially massive migration flows expected as the continent's population doubles by 2050. The 48-year-old National Front Party leader is polling strongly ahead of the first round of presidential elections in April. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Foreign and defense ministers from France and Japan held a meeting in Paris on Friday, meeting with the third session of the French-Japanese political and military dialogue. Discussions centered on North Korea for part of that meeting.
Bien sûr, nous abordons la question de la
French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said France will continue its efforts to encourage North Korea to renounce its nuclear program. The bilateral dialogue between France and Japan, which began in 2013, also focused on promoting Japanese tourism in France. Speaking publicly for the last time as U.S. First Lady, Michelle Obama addressed young people, particularly those who have come from immigrant families, to let them know she thinks they are what makes America great and that they will carry the country into the future. Last month, following the election of Donald Trump to succeed her husband as president, the First Lady said many Americans no longer know what it feels like to have hope. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.